from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-backed Afghan security forces push out Taliban. Afghan security forces, backed by U.S. military advisors and air power, have evicted insurgents from a strategically important southern district 9 months after it was overrun by the Taliban. In the meantime, the United Nations has warned the Afghan conflict continued to inflict record high levels of casualties. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. This is Amnesty's Turkey researcher Andrew Gardner, who says Turkey will be disgraced in the eyes of the world.
Proper procedure is going to be followed, then these people will be released immediately. But what we've seen countless occasions, unfortunately, in these type of cases, is that people have been put in pretrial prison. In custody. That can't be allowed to happen.
He also said this just hasn't happened before.
This is an unprecedented threat. It's never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in our entire history. It's no exaggeration to say that Amnesty International in Turkey, and in fact the whole of the human rights movement here in Turkey, faces an existential threat.
Amnesty, which has called for their immediate release, said the group was being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Cameroon Ministry of Defense on Monday said 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off of Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bekasi Peninsula. Three soldiers out of the crew of 37 were rescued after the vessel capsized on Sunday around 6 o'clock in the morning local time off the coast of Dabuncha. This is VOA News. Iran has imprisoned a Chinese-American man, 37-year-old Shi Yue Wang, for 10 years after accusing him of infiltrating that country. At the same time, there was news that the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been detained. Hossein Fairdoon is in custody over allegations of financial impropriety. South Korea has offered to talk with North Korea to ease tensions along their border and resume reunions of families separated by their war in the 1950s. President Moon Jae-in is pushing to improve ties with Pyongyang despite the North's first ICBM missile test. North Korea did not immediately respond to South Korea's overtures. At least 22 people were killed when a two-story residential building in China's eastern Jiangsu province, northwest of Shanghai, caught fire. Three others were injured. The building was used as a dormitory for restaurant workers. Police said they arrested an arson suspect. The European Union and Britain have begun the first substantive round of negotiations on their separation, with both sides saying it is time to proceed quickly. Speaking to reporters Monday at the European Commission's headquarters, Britain's Secretary of State for Exiting the European Union, David Davis, said at the start of a four-day session on these divorce proceedings that it's incredibly important we now make good progress.
We made a good start last month, but as Michel says, we're now getting into the substance of the matter. And as you've heard, it's four categories, really. The issue of citizens' rights, the issue of finance, the issue of separation issues, and, of course, separately, Northern Ireland.
He and EU chief negotiator Michel Barnier declined further comment. 1 year after a failed coup, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his security advisers will meet today to discuss extending a state of emergency. The July 15, 2016 coup attempt killed about 250 people. Exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen is accused of being behind the failed coup. He denies it. Mr. Erdogan says no terror acts, coup attempts, diplomatic plots, or economic traps will do away with his government. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunes.
The country is actually quite divided. It's unfortunate because people from across the political spectrum came together to oppose the military coup. It initially seemed like a triumph for democracy. But unfortunately, Erdogan took advantage of the emergency and began to round up dissidents.
Last week, the leader of the opposition Republican People's Party called for an independent accounting over the failed coup. Thousands of people rallied in Warsaw to oppose the Polish government's controversial new court reforms, which opponents see as a threat to judicial independence. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.